This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. The Cleveland Cavaliers are within one victory of their third straight NBA Finals meeting with Golden State, following a 112-99 win over the visiting Boston Celtics in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Kyrie Irving scored 19 of his game-high 42 points in less than 5 minutes of the third quarter. LeBron James added 34 points, while Kevin Love had 17 points and 17 rebounds for Cleveland. The Orlando Magic have hired Milwaukee Bucks general manager John Hammond as their new GM. He replaces Rob Hennigan, who was fired last month after the franchise missed the postseason for the fifth straight season. Hammond had been with the Bucks the past 9 seasons and is reunited with Magic president of basketball operations Jeff Weltman, who was Hammond's assistant GM from 2008 to 2013. Craig Anderson turned back 45 shots, and the Ottawa Senators forced a Game 7 in the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals by topping Pittsburgh 2-1. In Major League Baseball, the Rangers had won 11 of 12 until Xander Bogaerts had 3 hits and 3 RBIs for the Red Sox in an 11-6 drubbing of Texas in Boston. The Kansas City Royals beat the New York Yankees 6-2, and the Mets clobbered San Diego 9-3. NFL owners have cut the overtime period from 15 to 10 minutes for all games following concerns from coaches who felt too many players were exhausted and risking injuries at the end of the extra period. The change will include all preseason, regular season, and playoff games, although postseason contests cannot end in ties. Research suggests the number of tie games will rise from 1 to 3 per season due to the change, but Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league doesn't think it will. The NFL also wants to put some flair back into celebrations, allowing players to use the football as a prop, celebrate as a group, and roll around on the ground again if they choose. Goodell says the new guidelines are intended to deliver a more exciting game experience. The league will continue to penalize any celebration deemed offensive, including those that embarrass opponents or mimic the use of weapons. More than 100 medals winners from the Rio Olympics say those medals are damaged. Beach volleyball star Kerry Walsh Jennings says her bronze medal from last summer is flaking and rusting. A spokesman for the Rio Games says officials have noted problems with the covering on 6-7% of the medals. The IOC and Rio organizers plan to replace them with new medals. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.